and welcome to Very Amusing, your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and I'm pretty sure you can tell from the first second of this podcast whether or not I'm recording while Pearl is taking a nap. I'm convinced you know, because even though, like, she has a white noise machine, she can't hear me, like, if she's sleeping, my brain's just like, I can't make too much noise. How embarrassing would it be to wake my child up from her precious little moments of sleep just to scream hello? So I always feel like it doesn't hit the same. She's currently at a play date, and I was like, I'm recording the whole time she's gone so that I can just talk as loud as I want. Sorry, Jeff, sorry for any editing that you have to do because I'm so, so loud. But I am genuinely so excited. I'm so excited for this week's podcast. I'm so excited for a bunch of really fun theme park stuff coming up. I also had a really nice week, and I hope you did too. It's rare that, like, this week really just hit. It was a really good time. A few days ago, I went to a very fun tea party event. You'll see more about that on my Instagram feed this week if you haven't already. But because I had a Disneyland reservation and I didn't want to get dinged, I very quickly changed in the car and went to Disneyland for an hour. I went for an hour and the tea party was at Disneyland Hotel. I realized that's essential. So I was already parked and I was like, I gotta do it. So I went for an hour. It was really fun. I did what I wanted. I went in Space Mountain. I did almost everything I wanted because the monorail was closed, which I was very bummed about, but I made a little little video diary of my hour in the park. And I put it on TikTok, and someone on TikTok said that, oh, when it's really hot out, which it was, the monorail is closed during the day usually because it doesn't have air conditioning, which I never knew or realized or possibly knew and forgot. But what a delightful thing to know. I was so bummed, and it's like, oh no, they're just doing that so that we're not uncomfy. So I'm pretty grateful for that. Over the weekend, what did I do? I mostly ordered an embarrassing amount of toys for my child because we are going on a whirlwind Florida trip in September. So stay tuned because you're about to get a lot of Florida content, a lot of TBD exciting trip content, and a lot of Disney World content because I have decided to tack on 2 days at Disney World on top of the trip I already have planned. I'm so excited. I should be nervous. I'm flying alone with a toddler, which I haven't done in a while. But I'm going in real optimistic. I can't wait. I think it's going to be great. I'm doing it very different from my last trip, which I outlined in detail over the course of 2 episodes, as you've all experienced. And this time I am really taking hard notes. And my goal is eventually, probably towards the end of the year, to do an episode where I outline like the differences of visiting with a kid at different ages, because it is so different visiting at 9 months versus 13 months versus, this will be, I think, 17 months. It is totally different. And I hope to one day put out guides like that if I have the bandwidth to do so. Oh, and last night, really had a nice week. Last night I went to Hollywood Bowl. My friend Jeffrey Epstein is, friend of the pod. Hi, Jeffrey. Jeffrey has a box at Hollywood Bowl, which you've heard about the boxes if you listen to our LA Itineraries episode. And speaking of, thank you to the, oh my God, I'm blanking on your names, but to the people who stopped and said hi at the Hollywood Bowl and said that they listened to the LA Itineraries episode and they wound up at the Hollywood Bowl. They went on the, I don't know if I can take credit for their bowl visit, but they said they went on the Griffith Park hike that I recommended at the top of that episode and they loved it. It is a gas in my tank. It is fuel for me to live another day to hear that, like, my recommendations are appreciated and that people like it. Like, if I recommend a Disney food and someone's like, I've never had that and I tried it and it was great, oh my God, I am like a rocket ship to the moon with joy. I swear. That happened with the Two Besties and Beyond ladies at Disneyland this week. Did Rachel get, one of them got a Coke with cherry. I got Diet Coke with cherry because that's at Refreshment Corner. That's one of my like favorite little snacks. I've talked about it on the podcast before, but to have them love it, to have them love something I recommend, to have people come over and say hi and be so kind and gab about summer camps and have gone on the Griffith Park hike and loved it. Oh, it was a highlight. Thank you so much for saying hi. I usually I know I say people should say hi, but I too get a little like, I'm scared, but I love meeting you guys. And it was wonderful. I'm so sorry for getting your name, but it was lovely. Anyway, this week we are talking about Gilroy Gardens. How have we not talked about Gilroy Gardens? I have no idea. This hidden gem of a California amusement park is just heaven on earth. It's just like if they turned the produce aisle at a grocery store into a regional theme park, and spoiler alert, it's amazing. I'm not even going to keep you any longer. I'm going to get right into it. So please stay tuned for some words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with more about Gilroy Gardens. They have a ride where you can ride a garlic. I know! Back to school is in the air, and if you, like me, no longer go to school and have no need to remember what a Dixon Ticonderoga is, and yet forever you will, it is trapped in your brain. You deserve something new to refresh your life going into this new season, whether or not you'll be spending it inside a classroom. Because Quince offers the type of timeless, high-quality items that last and last from one season to the next. Y'all already know I'm obsessed with my Quince bike shorts. I am literally wearing them right now. But did you know they have shoes, bedding, cookware, wedding bands? The jewelry, not the one that plays at a party. But honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they had that too. Literally anything you need that you've probably dragged your feet on buying, they have. Priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, which is the magic of Quince. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. So before you buy, well, anything, stop on by Quince to save money on high-quality home and closet essentials. I was browsing their toddler clothes, as one does, and I found that they had this black smocked dress for Pearl that exactly matches one I already own. So I'm about to become a matchy-matchy parent. I didn't think it would be in my future, and yet, here it is. But also, forget that, because while I was shopping for Pearl, I learned they have furniture. Yeah, Quince has furniture. They have a beautiful leather couch. It's beautiful. They have art. They have silverware. Genuinely, I'm not buying anything before checking here first, and you shouldn't either. Go to quince.com/amusing for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Perfect for someone as forgetful as I am. That's quince.com/amusing to get free shipping and 365-day returns on everything and anything you buy from Quince. quince.com/amusing. Enjoy! If you've traveled overseas, you know one of the most annoying parts of a fantastic trip can be the struggle to stay connected. Hunting down Wi-Fi, changing your phone plan, incurring wild overage charges for what? Using data to map your way around a foreign city? Well, imagine no more of that, because Airalo is here to make that process so much easier. Airalo is the world's first eSIM store that solves the pain of high roaming bills by giving you easy access to eSIM digital SIM cards. Trusted by 10 million users worldwide, it's covered in more than 200 countries and regions, and really offers a perfect digital solution designed to save you time and money no matter where you are traveling. I went to Tokyo last October, and I decided to change my cell phone plan to allow coverage while overseas. It cost extra money, the service wasn't that great, but when I was in one park in particular, my phone's SIM card just stopped working. Just stopped working in a foreign country with no way for me to contact the friend I was staying with. I won't lie to you, it was pretty scary, and Airalo could have solved that problem for me from the start. So, if you're traveling soon and wondering how to stay in touch, look no further. Download the Airalo app and redeem the discount code AMUSING for $3 off your first eSIM. Just install Airalo, A-I-R-A-L-O, so you can stay connected wherever you travel, and use my code AMUSING to get $3 off your first eSIM. Happy travels! Oh my gosh, Armoire is back! Armoire is back as a sponsor of the podcast. I know a few of you signed up and are enjoying it, so I am thrilled to discuss them once more because what a glorious eco-friendly solution to try new clothes and new styles without wasting your money on stuff you'll never wear again. Y'all know I love goofy clothes. I love weird little clothes. But you know why I can't always wear them? Because my closet is missing key pieces. And for me, that's basics. A black skirt, a little black dress, white jeans, cutoff shorts that are more playground than wearing them on vacation. I own none of it. And with Armoire, I was able to test drive every single thing I needed. They've got the goods from designers like Paige and Lily Pulitzer and Tahari. It helped me realize that, yeah, everything I own goes with a cute little black skirt. The one that I test drove was fantastic, and I desperately need to buy one. Oh, and you can low-key buy them from them too. That's because Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build the perfect wardrobe. From cutie little trousers, to kid-friendly fits, to full party-ready looks, with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. You take a quick 5-minute style quiz, select items from this fun personalized closet they build for you, and items show up in as little as 2 days. When you're done, just swap them out and get more new-to-you styles. Also, Armoire is women-founded and women-led, so they understand firsthand why this service is so good. There's no more hemming and hawing at the mall, standing in a dressing room wondering, will I really wear this? Is this worth spending hundreds on? Nah, dude! Armoire is here to basically give you the clueless closet. Just endless options forever and ever and ever and ever. And I know I'm saying a lot about them. I'm saying more than I'm probably supposed to, but I just think they're really great. I just think Armoire is really great. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. $125 off! Just visit armoire.style/amusing. armoire.style/amusing to get up to 50% off your first month. And never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Welcome back. This week, we are talking about the family-founded regional amusement park, Gilroy Gardens, and why you should maybe kind of sort of definitely plan any future California road trips around this truly essential magical getaway. It has all of the theme park jollies and unbelievable sights and honestly spectacularly silly characters that you are looking for when you go to a place like this. I went last summer. I loved it, and honestly, it's about time. It's about time everyone else falls for it as hard as I have. Now, this is a bit of a mini episode, mostly because I'm talking about one place and not like 7 regional parks like I am wont to do, but I really wanted to cover this little gem just because me not talking about it has got completely out of hand. I went a full year ago, and somehow I have never done a podcast episode on the blissful paradise that is Gilroy Gardens. I have a few personal friends going. Of course, all friends are personal. I don't know why I phrase it that way, but I have a few friends that are going in the next few weeks. So I feel like in my little world, in my little like personal life zeitgeist, everyone is talking about Gilroy Gardens, and I want to talk about Gilroy Gardens too. Now, like I mentioned, I went last July. I had to actually go back and look in our podcasts to make sure I didn't do an episode and forgot about it. But no, we weren't back. I was still on maternity leave. And it's shocking to me because Gilroy is one of the most beautiful parks I've ever been to. I first discovered it from, do you remember back in like 2017, 2018 probably, when like cute little pastel photos were all the rage on Instagram? That's when I first saw this place and some like colorful accounts way pre-pandemic Instagram, back when like social media first started to rise up. And for years, this was known to me as the place where you can ride inside a garlic bulb, which I've wanted to do for so long. I remember calling my husband from the park and be like, I finally did it. And he's like, woman, what are you talking about? It's just a spinning ride. And I'm like, no, this is an accomplishment. And it really was for me. And I'm so glad I made it there and can now encourage everyone to go there. And we're going to get more into what the park offers, but first, we have to chat about the history of this place, which is almost weirder, almost more bonkers than the park itself. They had this display at the front with like a timeline and images from the park's history, which I did take some photos of, but beyond that, honestly, a lot has happened this year. My brain is mashed potatoes. I've retained zero of those memories beyond the photos I pulled up. So I am cobbling together some information from their site and the internet, but mostly information from their own website. So just keep that little bit in mind. You will see why I'm saying that shortly. So what is now Gilroy Gardens was built by Michael and Claudia Bonfante. Its focus was to educate guests and foster a greater appreciation of horticulture. Of horticulture, which I guess we don't appreciate too much, I'd say, because you got to be appreciating horticulture. It really is something special. And it's clear from stepping foot on the grounds that it's almost too beautiful to be just a regular old regional park. An amusement park or like a random small theme park would just never look like this. It is stunning. It seems kind of like their perspective in the end was that rides are necessary to have people enjoy the nature, and not that the nature is necessary to bring ambiance to the rides, which is so often happens when you're building a place. It feels like if you took the outdoorsy feeling that you get when you walk into Disney's Animal Kingdom and you see the Tree of Life and like you walk around and it's like, oh, it's like lush and there's so much plant life, and you filled it with kind of an Epcot edutainment-y focus through attractions and cutesy little rides everywhere. It's like that. And it's phenomenal. But its backstory is also a little bit kookaloony. So travel back with me to the early 1970s when Michael worked for his family grocery store chain. He, in their words, not mine, this is on the website, he, quote, found the prescription for high stress management life to be the calming nature of trees. This dude loved trees so much, or perhaps was so freaking stressed out by the grocery store, that he began a tree business about 3 years after that. It was known as Tree Haven and moved a few times before landing in the now home of Gilroy Gardens. And naturally, as a supermarket Nepo baby who loved plant life does, he started to wonder about opening a part that might, again, their words, not mine, inspire young people to appreciate the beauty of trees. Okay, how this story leads to an absolute banger of a California theme park, just stay with me. Knob Hill Family Park, which was actually more of a recreation center for their employees, is how this place began. Sidebar, isn't that rad? They say on their own website the facility was great because it offered a place for their staff, but it also supported Michael's tree habit. Quote unquote, tree habit. How obsessed with trees was this dude, Michael? If your own website is calling it a tree habit, oh boy. Anyway, long story short, they learned that if you wanted to make money off the place, you gotta add rides. And so in 1998, he sells the 27 grocery stores that they own to make this place happen. He sold the family business to make his tree place happen. They open a few years later in 2001 as Bonfante Gardens Amusement Park, which was a nonprofit organization. And I mention that so we don't tease them when I say the park was kind of a flop, because in 2003, 2 years after they opened, Paramount Parks took over the operation. A few years later, Cedar Fair took it over and took over the operation. But in 2006, the internet says 2008, but the display in the park says 2006. It's just a stipulation. The city of Gilroy itself bought the park and still owns the land and all the assets. Eventually, later on, the operating agreement expired, yada, yada, yada. And as of 2022, Gilroy Gardens, Inc., a nonprofit, began operating the park on its own, which I kind of love. It's like a nice little conclusion to the story, even though I need way more information about the dude who found it in those trees. Now, Gilroy Gardens is, located in Gilroy, California, which sounds like, okay, whatever, what's the deal with this place? But it is so beautiful over there. The drive was stunning. It was just like beautiful forestry all around. But the reason we're talking about this right before your summer California travels may be winding down is because it's actually an excellent detour or day trip for any kind of mid to upper California excursions. I went last July on a Sunday, and I drove over from Santa Cruz, where I was staying for a friend's wedding the night before. The drive was less than an hour, and my flight was out of San Jose Airport at 5:15 that afternoon. It was 45 minutes away, and even still, I didn't wake up that early. Still, I was truly able to do everything I wanted to do. I even ran errands, I returned my rental car with time to spare. So I want to add in that this is fully doable to tack onto a trip you may have planned. If you want to take the 90-minute drive from San Francisco or kind of travel in from any of the smaller coastal towns nearby, do it. Do it. It is worth it. And while this is purely my experience, and I don't anticipate other people will have the same, I didn't wait in a single line for the most of the time I was there. It was pretty nutty, actually. I mean, I went the moment they opened. I rope-dropped the garlic ride. Duh. But even still, it was early July, peak summertime. Though keep in mind, as I say peak summertime, the weather was so chilly. I wore a sweater and jeans and a button-down shirt because it's upstate, even though it's California. When my brother lived in San Francisco, this always confused me. Even though it's California, it can be very, very cold even in the summer. So while it was true summertime, I'd recommend getting there early because I did, and I walked on everything for the majority of the day. But history and logistics aside, I need to tell you about what you'll actually find inside Gilroy Gardens. You'll come here for the cutie patootie rides, and you will stay for the ambiance. Because the rides here are like, okay, imagine if they threw some Pym particles at a box of Runts, because that's kind of what it is. A big old banana you can ride, big old strawberries you can ride. Big ol', I'm realizing the bananas are maybe the only fruit-shaped item in Runts. I think the other ones are just blobs. Oh my god, my brain failed me. But anyway, you can ride a big old banana, so that is true. And I know I joked about it a few minutes ago, but truly the horticulture here is unreal. Our man Michael had this philosophy that anything man-made needs to give way to nature, which is why some of the paths bend around rocks and the landscaping is confoundingly beautiful for a regional park of its size. According to that little kind of mini museum-y display that I mentioned that I saw in the park, Michael is most proud of Bonfante Falls, a series of five complex waterfalls that, when I saw them, I was like, sweet, beautiful waterfall. But apparently these five waterfalls represent the five major styles of waterfalls that occur in nature? This dude is a straight up Walt Disney of gardening, I swear. But the thing you'll hear most about, I mean, botanically speaking, are the 24 circus trees. Originally created by this other dude, Alex Erlinson, which you can look up a whole bunch of stuff on him. They're wackadoo trees. They're trees that have patterns in their trunks, like shapes, cutouts, waves, cubes, all sorts of weird stuff. And Michael was able to salvage and save 29 of them and bring them to what is now Gilroy Gardens, where many of them are still on display. According to them, apparently at one point, even Disney became interested in buying Alex's circus trees. But apparently he asked such an enormously high price that they declined the sale. Can you imagine if we had all these goofy trees? Like, we should. You should have goofy trees in Fantasyland. Like, in front of the castle at Disneyland Paris, they know. They got those fun trees, the little square ones, the little square guys. I mean, it could have been, wow, could have been really fun because these trees are bizarre. And what I love most about Gilroy Gardens is that they list, this is so sweet, they list their unique trees with their wackadoo little trunks in the attractions alongside actual rides. Like, they were not messing around with that mission statement. Rainbow Garden ride, round boat ride is listed next to the revolving door tree with little square cubes formed within its trunk. It's wild. It's wild how obsessed with trees they are. And for a tree nut like the founder Michael, this was probably the most exciting thing in the world to him, given his deep obsession with trees. Like, you gotta understand, even the website for this place is like, the trees represent one of the most visible demonstrations of the love of nature by man. This whole place is tree obsessed. Speaking of, why do we never hear about Claudia again after we get into the history? She apparently co-founded this with her husband. There's no details on Claudia on the lore anywhere. What was Claudia up to? Does Claudia like trees? Was Claudia jealous of her husband's tree obsession? Because it kind of sounds like Michael was more in love with trees than he was with Claudia. I just need to know a little more. I need to know a little more about Claudia. I did Google her. I found nothing. So if anybody is like from Gilroy or knows anything, what is Claudia's deal? Okay, I'll get back to the rides, but there is some drama here and I gotta sense it out. So there's so much cool stuff here. There's like this rainbow garden, like I mentioned, that's near a boat ride. There's the Monarch Garden, which is a semi-tropical greenhouse that a monorail goes through. But we are here for the attractions. The nature is great, but we are here for attractions. They have got oodles of family-friendly rides, but my favorites when I went were Apple and Worm, which is where you sit in a caterpillar and it just goes around a circle. Like, sounds boring, right? I'm just sitting in a caterpillar that's going around a circle. No, because the circle is inside the core of an apple. You're munching away at the apple. It has huge Heimlich vibes. The caterpillar has weird eyes. Like, it's a really trippy experience. Another favorite, Mushroom Swing, which is a swing ride. Yeah, we've all been on a swing ride. But have you ever been on a swing ride inside a mushroom cap? I think not. There's also the Quicksilver Express Mine Coaster, which is a pretty solid coaster, whose description on the website reads, "The fact that it is one of the first of its kind made by the manufacturer makes it unique." Okay, sure. Why not? That's like if your parents had five kids and you're the second one and they were like, "Oh, Timmy? Yeah, he was, you know, he was one of the first of their kinds made by the manufacturer." That's a really weird thing to say about a person and a roller coaster. But hey, that's what we got at Gilroy Gardens. And then, of course, there is the garlic twirl, the spinning garlic, the reason I came here at all in the first place. But really, even the stuff you're not going on is gorgeous to look at because everything here is so visually appealing. That should have been a pun and it wasn't. I just stumbled on it. But visually appealing. Because guess what? Banana Split is just a big old banana you sit inside that rocks up and down like those pirate ship rides. Artichoke Dip? Just artichoke spinning. Just sitting a little artichoke swirling around because they grow a lot of artichokes nearby in Gilroy. Even that Rainbow Garden round boat ride itself is adorable. It's these little four-seater boats little floral canopies, and they're like pink and white, and they take you through the gardens. Oh, but one of the highlights of my day was the Bonfante Railroad train ride, which takes you through the property. Now, this is a thrill level 2. Listen, don't praise me for being brave, but it's a 1/3 scale replica of a, I don't know, an 18 something CP Huntington. Oh, it's an old model of an old train. It's an old model train. And it takes you throughout the entire property so you can see all the rides, all the nature, and their little water park that's tucked in the back. But we are at Gilroy Gardens, and as you know, this place is known for garlic. I came here to ride in a garlic. So we are going to get into all of that after this break. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I can't wait to tell you about Artifact Uprising. Artifact Uprising! If you've heard of them, you know they're a Colorado-based company that specializes in creating premium quality customizable photo goods for your digital photos. But even if you have or haven't, we need to talk about the greatest thing in the world that they sell. Now, they have so many made-to-order, high-quality photo books, but their baby board book had me screaming from my laptop over how good it is. Their photo books and scrapbook albums and calendars and cards and wedding guest books, they're all made using high-quality printing methods for clear, vibrant photos. But so is their exceptional baby board book. So it's basically a 100% customizable book with photos and captions that help your little one learn new words with photos of what they actually see around them on a daily basis. No cartoon bath or doodle of a crib. No. I did photos of her shoes, her chair, her playground and water bottle. It's so smart, it's so cute, and with baby-friendly round corners and thick pages for any tiny destructive toddler fingers, it's the coolest learning item I have ever ordered her, and she's already obsessed. And you can get one too, because Artifact Uprising makes it easy to share your memories, teach your littles, and tell your story. Through the end of the year, Very Amusing listeners can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers or 15% off if you have purchased before. That's a good deal. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use code AMUSING through December 31st. That's artifactuprising.com/AMUSING through December 31st.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. So Gilroy is supposedly known for garlic, and while I was so stoked to ride inside a garlic bulb, I was a little more excited, just a little bit, to eat some of this fresh local garlic. And this place was ready to take my garlic-focused money. Because from the first second I walked in, I caught a glimpse of a food they were advertising that piqued my interest, to say the least. Gil's Garlic Funnel Cake. A savory sweet funnel cake topped with garlic confit buttercream, powdered sugar, and parsley. And while I had full intent of buying this and trying it for research, they were actually passing out samples of it when I walked past later in the day. I was beyond excited to eat it. And when I did, let's just say the flavors did not work. It was reprehensible. Which is such a shame because they have such an opportunity here to build out a food program, to become a kind of permanent garlic food festival, an Epcot World Showcase of the many culinary uses of garlic. Because even their go-to garlic dish, the most famed food item, were the Gilroy garlic fries. It's even in the name. And these were troublesome because I was envisioning fries like maybe coated with Parmesan cheese and garlic, like garlic cheesy fries, yum, yum, yum. But no, these weren't made with fresh garlic. Why would they be in the land of garlic growing? It was seemingly made with jarred garlic, like the jar of minced garlic you get at the grocery store. These fries so disappointingly tasted like they'd been in the back of my fridge for 17 months. It was such a low point that I hated all the garlic food that I ate. But there is one garlic, nay, two garlics, that saved the day by being absolutely divine. And that is none other than Gil and Roy, the garlic mascots of this here theme park. Oh yeah, Gilbert and his kid sister Royelle are the mascots, and they, not to sound like a millennial trying to sound like a teenager, but they slay so hard because they're not just on the merchandise. No, no, they are everywhere. In attraction temporarily closed sign, it has a little garlic on it with a little face, wearing huge sunglasses, like truly the biggest Ray-Bans you've ever seen in your life, covering his little bulb head and his little purple lace-up sneakers. Even the emergency exit sign for a ride has my girl Roy and her unbelievable garlic braid. Like, I can't even tell you the detail of illustration on this emergency exit sign of the bulb growing right into this perfect braid tied with a red bow that matches her red beaded bracelet and her little red flats is just iconic. Also, she also has these gigantic Ray-Ban-like wraparound black sunglasses in the emergency exit image. Keep in mind, this is how hard they went on the emergency exit sign, that her glasses, the little bling on the side, like little gemstones on the side, with a little do-do-do line, like they're shining in the sun. They're glistening in the sun with how gemstone bedazzled they are. This straight up produce diva is sitting here being like, oh, y'all in trouble? Just come this way. Standing there all cool and calm in an emergency. This place is iconic and needs to be treated as such. And I gotta tell you, I love how these stout little sweeties can't handle the sun. They're both wearing gigantic sunglasses, but grew in the sun. The sun is the only reason that they grew into the garlic people that they are today, which is a phenomenal world-building detail that I will not question, but just gives you something to think about. And then I learned, partially through my day here at Gilroy Gardens, I learned that there is no schedule, but Gil and Roy themselves might come out while I'm there. Oh yeah, we got walk around characters, people. I went back to the front of the park and asked often when they would be coming out. To the point that I was leering. Like, the staff might have been concerned about my mental health because it was so clearly riding on meeting one of the garlic people. I had to leave and I thought I would miss them. But oh no, in the nick of time, Gil came out and I got to meet a garlic and see his little arms wiggle. And it was everything. I spent the last hour of the day walking around this park, popcorn bucket under one arm, plush stuffed animal of Roy under the other, because yeah, you can bring these babies home. And under those sunglasses, spoiler alert, there's no eyes. There's no eyes under the sunglasses. Pick up their little sunglasses, nothing. They got nothing upstairs, and it's mildly terrifying, but it's also absolutely hilarious. I put mine on my desk to record this episode as like a little totem, and I'm looking at her right now. She's got these big old sunglasses. Every time I pull them up, terrifying. Nothing underneath, just absolutely nothing. She's got a cute little button nose and a little smile. She's wearing these little, her shoes are pink here. They're like pink with little pink bows. She's wearing a little pink bracelet and has a little pink ribbon in her braid hair. And I gotta tell you, the little braid is done so, it's rendered so beautifully in plush. It is really, it's better than you can even imagine. And guess what? It's one of my kids' favorite stuffed animals. The girl's got taste. The girl has got taste. And my only other complaint, besides the fries, was that the SkyTrail monorail was closed, which was such a bummer and why I really don't want to talk about it too much because I was really upset about it. But we did get to go through that greenhouse. I think it was the Monarch Greenhouse on the train. So it all worked out in the end. It was a wonderful day at Gilroy Gardens. When I went, the ticket was $50 and parking was $20. And I went alone and it was such a joy and I loved it. But if you're bringing kids, if you're going with friends, like anyone would have a good time here. And if you go, please let me know. And if you are a regular and go often, please tell me what I missed because I know there are a lot of events. I know they have like a slumber party sleep out situation where you can sleep there and then go to the park the next day, which sounds so rad. But I only went once. I only went once a year ago, and I'm basically just shouting that it was beautiful on mic. So if I missed anything, let me know. But again, it was so beautiful. It has plants and water and trees and grass and scenic views and fruit just rolling around. It's like a nature conservancy, or like, I don't know, like a big garden, like a big city garden, charging a little bit of money, and they have rides. It is fully worth spending $50 on, or if you can get a deal, go find one. I'm pretty sure I've seen like coupons around, but I just bought a last minute ticket. It is fully worth the time and definitely worth spending my one afternoon out of town without the baby here. Truly. Like, I got to hug a garlic and ride a strawberry. What's to dislike? Gilroy Gardens is produce heaven on earth for a theme park head, and I highly recommend you go.
Hey Carly, we are going to Disney World at the end of August and going to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Do we buy the new Genie Plus multi-pass and do individual lightning lanes during that party in the evening? Or do we save it for later for our Hollywood Studios and Epcot days? Just wondering if it would be worth the extra money during the party celebration. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for this call. I was actually planning on saving this for when we do our part two kind of post-launch of Lightning Lane multi and single pass to discuss if you should or should not buy it. But I want to address this because you did say you were going in August, which is very soon. And I want to let you know that as of the day I'm recording this, anything can change at any time. But as of the day I'm recording this, we do not yet know if Lightning Lane multi and single pass will be available during Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party or not. The first party is August 9th, so 100% chance we will know by August 9th if this is available. Like, we will know by then. But historically, a product like this has not been available during the party. FastPass wasn't available during the party. Genie Plus wasn't available during the party. But Disney has not officially confirmed that it will or will not be available during Mickey's Not So Scary. So we are guessing that this pass won't even be for sale during your party. You won't have to worry about it, and you will enjoy the shorter wait times during the event. However, we do not know 100% at this moment if it will be sold or not. And I would assume because it hasn't been in the past, but also you never, ever, ever know. You will still be able to use those products during operating hours that day at the park, but at this point, we don't yet know. So I would plan, probably, depending on where in August your trip is, I would plan on using it. I would say I'd use it for the other parks you mentioned, like Hollywood Studios and stuff like that. And then at the party, I would assess, at this point in time, you might want to reassess closer too, but I would assess basically what your goals of the party are. Is this your only Magic Kingdom day? Do you have a full park day and then you have the nighttime party? Is this like your one shot at Magic Kingdom? Are there rides there that you absolutely have to do? Are you more focused on the character meets or the entertainment or the dining? I would figure out what your priorities are and where rides line up in there and how many rides you really want to get on versus how much time you're going to have in the park. And so if you are going to Magic Kingdom for a day besides that, maybe use a lightning lane single or multi-pass for that. Stay tuned. We will be including stuff like this in our part two episode. I always recommend for stuff like this, keep an eye on Disney Food Blog. That's kind of my go-to news website. They will, the second it is known, if you can use this, they will be talking about it. But for now, we do not yet know, but I would plan on it not being offered just because historically that's how it's been. Thank you so much for this call. I appreciate it. And I hope you have the best time. Ugh, it's like almost candy season. Oh, I can't wait. I know I don't love Halloween in summer because it's too hot and the chocolate melts, but I am excited to just eat small pieces of candy, which I eat candy all the time, but they're available everywhere. They're like on, you know, at desks at the doctor's office and like in businesses, there's candy everywhere. And it's a wonderful time of year. Thank you so much for calling and have a great trip. That's our show. Thank you all so much for listening. You can rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts. You can rate and follow us. I think you can actually now review on Spotify as well. Either way, head over there, check it out. If you haven't done any of those, I would greatly appreciate it. It truly takes 30 seconds. It makes such a difference. And I am very grateful to all of you who have done that already. You can give us a call at 747-CHUROS, a voice note. I mean, you can send us a voice note. You won't gift us a voice note. Send us a voice note or email it to 747churros@gmail.com. And I know I say this often, but we are overdue for a churros episode. It'll be coming in the next, hold on, let me look at the schedule. I don't remember off the top of my head. It will be coming soon. I'm going to say soon because there's one thing that may come earlier or later, depending on that. We have a lot of, listen, I know I'm dropping this at the end of the episode. We have a lot of interesting episodes coming up. Stuff that's like a little different from what we usually do. And I couldn't be more excited about them because it is right in our wheelhouse and they will be so fun. There's two in particular that I'm so excited to bring to you. And of course, we have a bunch of D23 stuff coming up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But a churros episode will be coming in the next probably like 6 to 8 weeks. Just keep that in mind. Keep those calls coming. And I promise I will be answering those calls. It is long overdue. And I want to get to every single one. Or as many as I can. I probably can't get to every single one because there's too many. But I can't. I mean, could I do a 4-hour churros episode? I could. But anyway. Anyway, we will get to your calls. Thank you for calling. Keep calling. We love it. You can get Very Amusing merchandise at very-amusing.com. And you can follow me at Carly Wiesel throughout the internet. Join the family at facebook.com/group/CarlyWiesel. We are nearing teacher wish list season. So if you are an educator, if you have like a sibling or a best friend who's an educator, be sure to join the family and keep an eye out for when we'll be doing those wish lists. It's one of the best parts of the year. I love to purchase fun crayons and toys and things for people's classrooms. Teachers are heaven sent. They work so hard. Educators in general. I don't just want to specify teachers. Educators work so, so hard. They do so much work. And personally, I think they deserve to be paid $2 million a year each. That's what it should be. That should be the base level salary for an educator. I'm sorry. It should be. So I know it's not. So I try to contribute however I can. And definitely keep an eye out for that in the FOMALY in the coming weeks. You can subscribe to my Instagram at Carly Wiesel. It's 99 cents a month. That is, it's 99 cents, less than a dollar. Less than a dollar. And there's a lot of fun stuff and stories and updates going down there each and every week. This episode was edited punctually by Jeff Vox. He's always punctual, and yet I don't think I've ever used that word. A little peek behind the curtain. I write down a list of all the words. I'm like looking at the list now, and I write this week's word on top so that I don't replicate them too often. And you'd think that I would be repeating them regularly, but no, I just think of like the first word that comes in my head and I plop it down. And no, punctually, we've done patiently, perfectly, mechanically, which is close to that, efficiently. Wait, oh no, we did patiently. We did patiently twice. Oh no, the list has failed me. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I did patiently twice. Oh no. None of you caught me on it though. So I gotta own the L. I'm really sorry about that. But punctually, we have not done, at least in the past year, according to this list. So punctually, this episode was edited punctually, though this outro is not punctual because it's going way too long. So thank you so much for listening and see you real soon.
Hey, honey, it's Mom. Mama got cut off of last week's podcast. I'm hoping you didn't set a shut-off timer on me, but I'll just call back. I don't care. So today might be long, but I wanted to say I do love everything New York. I was very excited when you moved there straight out of college. You were there for probably, what, like 8-9 years you lived there, and I must have visited you at least 50 times. I always love being with you in New York. Being with you in New York is an aerobic workout compared to running to catch a Disney bus. Oh, that's pretty funny. The many plays that we saw and that I made you wait afterwards to meet all the stars because I've met a million. Wait, no, I'm sorry. So I could meet all the stars and you were my photographer. And it's funny how roles have changed because now in Disney, sometimes I'm your photographer. But it did pay off when we met Bradley Cooper. He grabbed my phone and he put it and took a picture of the three of us. Must have been 20 below zero. But it's a great picture. It's so cool to have. Seeing a stegosaurus, like one that was alive a billion years ago, oh my God, sold for 40-something million dollars. I'm digging up my backyard tomorrow. Loved all the dance classes you took me to. I think some of the dance classes had like Broadway stars in it because the way they danced was remarkable. And you took me to spinning classes and you took me one class we were spinning on a bike under the water in the pool. We did it all. It was so cool. I have traveled with you to so many places in the States and to Europe, And thanks to you, I have been to so many museums that I may never have seen without you. I love the Carlisle, too. I love Carbone, both of them, my favorite. And, of course, Jackaway Frida. I love it there. I love Joe's in Chinatown for soup dumplings. I'm a big fan of Katz's pastrami. Hi, Jake. That's the owner and the sweetest guy. Juniors, so much fun after watching, going to a play or a musical. They are famous for their strawberry cheesecake, but they are so good and so much more. They start off giving you for free coleslaw and pickles as soon as you sit down. Ended up with like a turkey club at midnight. It was so good and so much fun. And I'm trying to think of the one place we went to. We could only get in at midnight. That's how busy they were. They didn't have an earlier reservation, but we went. We went at midnight. I think it was Beauty and Essex. Yeah, I think it was that. But when we went to the bathroom together, it was a pink bathroom with chandeliers. There was a hostess in the bathroom serving champagne. How cool was that? So when I was riding my bike today, listening to your podcast, and all of a sudden Ben comes on to talk about bagels and pizza pie. But when I heard Ben say, first time caller, long time listener, I almost crashed. I was laughing so hard. Oh my God. I had no idea I was going to hear Ben's voice, but he made me laugh so hard. I love you, Ben. He's the best. To end with the shopping, Century 21 was our place to go. I'm in trouble. As fast as I can talk to get all my stuff in, I heard the disconnect. I'm so sorry, but I'm finished. I told you I'd call back. So I did end it with Century 21 shopping that you and I went through years and years ago, and then they closed and then they reopened. But nothing like Berghoff's shoe sale. Oh my God. We almost hit it. I think it was Christmas time, right around Christmas. No, I think it was maybe Thanksgiving, around Thanksgiving. Yeah, because there was a big sale. But then we also went to the big Macy's parade. Oh, my God. It just came back to me. We were sitting watching the New York Macy's parade on TV, and we saw this huge green dinosaur slowly coming down the street. And you looked at me, and I looked at you. We never even spoke. We both jumped up, very ADD on both sides. I know where you got it from. And we ran to the subway. We ran through thousands of people. We positioned ourselves front and center, and we saw the green dinosaur still coming down the same street our way. We made it. That was so great. It was the greatest race. Every time when we're together, I know we would win that. Great week. Great episode. We're both so crazy. I love you, Carly. I love you, Pearl. And I do love you, John Stamos. I will talk to you next week. Love you. Bye.